Dave Finkbeiner. He's with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. He's the Vice President of Advocacy. Dave, how are you this morning?
Tony, good morning. Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
I saw a story that kind of sneaked up on us. It involves a new health claims fee that may impact consumers. Failure to pass an assessment could put us in about a $1 billion plus hole in the Medicaid budget. I know this didn't sneak past you. You knew about this. Tell me what you know.
Well, Tony, we appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about this health insurance claims assessment. It is an idea proposed by Governor Snyder in his budget for the 2012 fiscal year, which starts in October. The governor rolled this plan out in February, and the legislature, given they've had a number of things on their plate, began to focus on this in June, and the Michigan Senate has passed it, and action is pending in the House. The idea is basically to replace an existing fee that is on Michigan's health maintenance organizations, a 6% fee that they pay that enables the state to draw in additional federal money. And this is a plan that the federal government has had questions about and has indicated to the Snyder administration they will probably disallow in the future. Recognizing that that's going to go away, Governor Snyder proposed a different fee and assessment on health care claims that would have a broader base. Instead of a 6% tax, it would be a 1% tax. And the idea behind this is to replace the equal amount that would go away from this HMO assessment fee, which generates approximately $400 million. Which is then matched by the federal government and results in the number that you alluded to, over $1.2 billion in funding for the Medicaid program.
And we did invite the governor's office to come on and respond. We have not heard anything back yet, but I keep hearing assessment, fee, tax, cost. What should this be labeled?
Well, I as the governor rolled it out, it's a health insurance claims assessment. There are those who will refer to it as a fee. There are those who will refer to it as a tax. Bottom line, in Michigan today, we have 2 million people who receive their health care. 20% of the state's population receives its health care through the Medicaid program. And from the hospital and physician perspective, if this new assessment is not passed, Michigan does not have $1.2 billion sitting in state coffers, as everyone knows. It's been tough times in Michigan for over 10 years. We are very dependent upon the federal government to support the Medicaid program. And lacking this, we have been told by the Snyder administration that hospitals and doctors would face as much as a 20% cut in their rates of reimbursement for Medicaid services, which for services to 20% of the population is something that the Michigan hospitals and physicians would have a very, very difficult time managing with.
Is this assessment fair?
Well, I think it depends on where you sit. Again, the governor proposed this in recognition of something that has been operating since 2003. The assessment on Michigan's HMOs has been around. We are in the eighth year of that. This proposal eliminates that one, creates another one. If you are part of a group that is now experiencing a new fee, I suspect your vision would be this is not fair. But if you're an individual receiving care through the Medicaid program, or certainly a physician or a hospital or a nursing home or a pharmacy in this state, we are very concerned about if this alternative does not pass, how we are going to support care for the citizens of this state.
What do you think the alternative would be?
Well, from our perspective, as I said a moment ago, the state does not have $1.2 billion sitting around. They are very dependent, and we have been dependent on the federal government to support the Medicaid program for over 10 years. The state has told us there is no alternative. There is no additional funding, and that the alternative would be rate cuts in the neighborhood of 20% for hospitals, doctors, pharmacies, nursing homes. And that is something we are very, very concerned about.
Earlier on the program, we had Delaney Newberry, who's the Director of Human Resource Policy from the Michigan Manufacturing Association.
Yes.
And she said that this would really hurt manufacturers as well as small and middle-sized businesses.
Well, I think the part that's important to point out is that Michigan's businesses and, frankly, Michigan citizens who have health insurance today are already paying this cost. Medicaid does not cover the cost of care, of health care provided to Michigan citizens. That cost is passed on by Michigan hospitals and doctors to other insurance plans, and that is the only way that we can operate, is to shift that cost. Many experts have suggested that in Michigan, the typical health insurance policy has anywhere from $750 to $1,000 of additional cost because of uncompensated care. And what we would say to our friends in the manufacturing community is that if you don't do this, if you're not supportive of this alternative, then there will be significant rate cuts by the state of Michigan to the providers that I outlined a minute ago. And that cost, in order to keep the doors open, will be passed on. And that the manufacturers, the businesses in this state who provide health insurance to their employees will still be paying additional costs.
When we talk about Obamacare and challenges like this, the hospitals and similar type businesses face just astronomical challenges, not only to pay their bills, but just to figure out everything that's out there.
Tony, what I would say to you is I don't disagree with that, but the providers of health care in this state faced astronomical challenges as well. And the intent under the federal health reform plans, whether you support it or not, is a recognition that we have increasing numbers of citizens in this state and across the country who do not have coverage for health care. In Michigan, it's over 1.1 million people. And as everybody knows, just because you don't have health care, it doesn't mean that you don't get sick. People do get sick. They reach out for care, understandably. And typically that is provided in Michigan hospitals' emergency rooms. And unless we figure out some way to cover that cost of care, the potential for those emergency rooms no longer to be there in some communities is very, very real.
Dave, I'm going to put you on speed dial. I get a feeling we're going to be talking a lot more in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Be happy to do that, Tony. And again, we appreciate the opportunity to talk about this very significant issue to the citizens of Michigan and, frankly, the healthcare providers and businesses as well.
Dave Finkbeiner is with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. He's the Vice President of Advocacy. Thanks so much, Dave.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Tony. You're